I'm Dave Lewis, and joining us on the phone this morning for our daily COVID-19 update, we have from Ascension Via Christi Hospital, President and CEO Bob Koppel. Bob, good morning. Welcome once again.
Morning, Dave.
We have a lot of information. There's been a lot of discussion here over the last 24-hour news cycle or so about community spread. And what brings this story probably to light more so than anything here in the last few days is about some employees at the Dillon's East location, a couple of them, I understand, that have now been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Both are residents of Geary County. And it's probably a pretty good idea just to kind of touch base on what community spread is and how it's accomplished. And we may just not knowingly, you know, do so in just everyday mannerisms.
Yeah. And so I don't think the details are known yet. So with the two individuals, kind of interesting, live in Geary County, actually work in Pottawatomie County, because that's Dillon's is in Pott County on the east side. And so what's not been shared at this point is actually their source. And so were they exposed to one of our known people in the community, or do they actually have an unknown generator to that actually got them exposed and sick? And then, you know, you could just, you just have to kind of think about it for any folks who are still working and people who are out and about, any kind of potential contact with the individual or anything that they touched is actually how you spread coronavirus. So it could be as simple as touching a doorknob or a shopping cart, in this case, at Dillon's, or something there, perhaps a checkout stand or where they were stocking. Don't exactly know what the role those people had. But you can pretty easily see, you know, say in a given shift, how many individuals you might come in contact with that either work with you or that you're serving. And so, I mean, that's a kind of that basis for the community spread. You know, we just had Easter this past weekend, and again, you know, talking with coronavirus, obviously a big topic anywhere you go in the hospital. Doesn't matter which department or team you go to, you talk to.
It's that way anywhere in a radio station, yeah, any other
true
business.
Yeah, right through everywhere. But, you know, people just observations about either gatherings that they saw or, you know, maybe people clustering or doing some things together. And, you know, I think really just questioning, do they not get it? What part of this message do they not understand? Because for so many people, the coronavirus is being passed by what we call asymptomatic people. These are people without symptoms. And for most patients, they'll actually go several days into their course of having coronavirus. Some people, 7, even up to 10 days, or in a couple cases, I think it's 13 or 14 days, where they had no symptoms, but they were shedding virus the entire time. And it, you just really have to think about who you want to be around, what's your, you know, exposure potential, and then on the backside, what are you doing to protect yourself? What are you doing to clean things, take care of things, practice good hand hygiene, etc.?
One of the things that's kind of surprised me is that there have been relatively few hospitalizations here locally. We've had, 21 cases now in Riley County, 5 in Pott, and I believe 8, maybe 9 in Geary County. But how many total patients have you had received treatment there at Ascension Via Christi Hospital?
I think I'd have to check for sure, but I think we have discharged 5. We have 1 current positive, and then we have a couple of PUIs, persons under investigation. And so the rate of hospitalization actually, luckily, is fairly low. It's around in the United States, and it's kind of different. There's also been a difference between countries. But in the U.S. so far, we're tracking somewhere in the 12 to 13% range of folks who are positive who actually have to go and be hospitalized. And it really just depends, again, where the clusters are happening. For the most part, the patients we've seen in the hospital have all been younger. We're talking 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. We've had a couple people in their 60s, but for the most part, even the people that we're testing have tended to be younger. So that one, I think it is showing the positive impact of the social distancing because we're not seeing some of our older, more vulnerable people from the community. But it's also that's actually kind of a learning thing, too, just from a kind of a what should you do next time or what should we do going forward question. when we're having actually younger people who are the ones that are ending up hospitalized. And some of them, I mean, they're ill. This is not a just have a little bit of a bug. Some of these folks are very, very ill.
And some of the factors there, you know, because you're seeing so many younger patients, we have, you know, a very young median age, at least here in the city of Manhattan in Riley County, and of course with Fort Riley with the military, that may skew some of that somewhat. But have you had many elderly patients to date so far?
You know, actually, we've not seen a lot of that, and I don't know. I kind of try to keep in touch with one, the neighboring hospitals, kind of the counties that ring around us. A couple times a week, touching base with folks out at the base, and then the practices in town that are doing the swabbing and testing. And again, so far, we've had, I mean, there's always one or two, but for the most part, we have seen folks who are under the age of 60, which is good. I mean, that's actually a positive thing. So the other thing that's also, I would say, very consistent, the folks who are ill, who tend to be hospitalized are ones who tend to have some other sort of underlying health issue, particularly anything related to your lungs, some sort of pulmonary issue or a cardiac issue. And that has been, I think, consistent both overseas and then here in the U.S. and certainly here in Riley County. We're kind of seeing, if you've, you know, and it's maybe things you don't think about, but people who might have asthma or people who have obviously COPD, things like that, that definitely moves you into that highly vulnerable population. And it's, you know, again, in retrospect, when all this is done, when you can actually look at the statistics, then I think we'll figure out more. There was a flip a little over a week ago in the state of Kansas, because up to that time, the majority of the patients, folks who were testing positive in Kansas, were actually male. And that has now flipped, and the majority, and that gap is actually kind of widening, are now female. And so we don't, again, exactly know some of the dynamics of why that has kind of changed. But there's just things like that you just kind of watch and study to kind of help project what's up next.
Well, one of the things that I, you know, and I hope that this is the case, you know, we had three, almost 4 days of having no additions to the Riley, Geary, and Pottawatomie County list of patients. And that really goes back to social distancing and making sure that you try to take some steps necessary to protect yourself and those you love.
Yeah, so I think one that definitely shows success. That's a positive thing. The state itself, we're still projected to kind of hit our peak at this point, the last few days of April. And there's a bunch of different national models, and actually we model internally within our health system where everybody's trying to kind of get ahead of what's coming. And so we're probably 2 weeks out from a peak, and then it's just kind of what's the tail end or the trail of that. I think for us locally, what will be big drivers, and we will know this, you know, sometime early to mid next week so what was the success over Easter? With people socially distancing, because it's going to take, you know, some incubation time here if we had people that were with folks who were positive unknowingly. And then just kind of that ongoing, again, over this next week or two, do people maintain the social distancing? I know it's very hard for people. I got a family of my own, certainly understand or hearing about the cooped up feeling. You know, Bob goes to work, but not everybody else does, obviously. So it's really, really important that we kind of hold the line and keep that focus on practicing, you know, social distancing, again, the hand hygiene, all of those things that we've talked about for the last month, because that really will change the trajectory. It has already changed the trajectory of coronavirus in Kansas. There's no question. It's just now, can you even mitigate that even further and reduce the fatalities further, reduce the number of positives further?
Well, we certainly hope that's the case. Bob Koppel, Essentia Via Christi Hospital, thanks for joining us. We have a different guest coming in tomorrow morning, don't we?
Yeah. So Tony Cabina is going to be on. He is one of our master's, I'm going to get this wrong, psychologist, if I remember his background correctly. But actually, just I think a real different, good perspective. Tony can maybe give a little insight on the personal strategies that you can take to help get yourself through this.
All right. Bob, thanks for joining us this morning here on KMAN. We'll talk to you again, I guess, Thursday.
You bet.
Take care and be safe.
Thank you.